Welcome to Take 5 with the Joint Commission, a series of casual conversations on topics of interest to the healthcare community. I'm your host, Gideon Howell. The Joint Commission Home Health Accreditation Standards are the basis of an objective evaluation process that can help home care organizations measure, assess, and improve performance. These standards focus on important patient care and organizational functions that are essential to providing safe and high-quality care. Margarita Lapson, Executive Director of the Home Care Accreditation Program for the Joint Commission, joins me today to discuss more about the home health accreditation process. When is the best time for a home health organization to begin pursuing Joint Commission accreditation?
Probably the best time to begin pursuing accreditation is when an organization is first opening up. That can be a great opportunity. And the reason why is that the framework of the Joint Commission standards really forms the basis of a very, very detailed business plan. So if you're in the process of just forming your organization by looking at and complying with the Joint Commission standards related to accreditation, it really helps you build out that business in such a fashion that you are going to be looking into being in compliance with law and regulations as well as standards of practice. Now, if you're already in operation, it serves an equally good time to begin pursuing accreditation, especially if you are already in operation. One of the things that happens after home care organizations become newly licensed, whether you are a pharmacy or a durable medical equipment provider or a hospice, is you generally speaking have this influx of business because now you're licensed and you can bill for these services. And as is often the case, your operations outpaces your infrastructure. By pursuing accreditation at this time really allows you to start embedding in your organization those processes that keep pace with your infrastructure. You'll know when there's alarms and there's signals as to when do you need to add additional staff, when should you really consider pursuing another service line, or when do you need to refocus on your core business. Probably the only time that I wouldn't suggest that you immediately pursue accreditation is when you are in the throes of a merger or an acquisition. At that particular moment, there's enough change and tumult going on, the merging of two cultures. But certainly don't let that stop you. After the initial merger is through, say 6 months or so, and now you are beginning to put these two organizations together, by pursuing a Joint Commission accreditation at that time, really allows the staff to come together around a common initiative. And what it does is it actually augments your ability to begin merging into that one culture that now is going to be the evolution of two separate cultures.
So what are some of the steps an organization can take when their state requires accreditation?
Probably the most important step that they should take is to first find out why the state is requiring accreditation. For example, in the state of Florida, it's required for the purposes of state licensure. But many states differ in why they may require accreditation. Certainly, we applaud those states because what it does is it gives the state the ability to really lay in an additional level of risk mitigation and ensuring quality for the citizens of that state by requiring another set of eyes, and with that set of eyes, a set of expert eyes to evaluate the performance of their organizations. And I would tell you that when a state requires accreditation, probably the biggest mistake that providers will make is they will call us and say, what does my state want, or why do I have to do this? First, go to your state. Understand why your state is requiring accreditation for your particular service line, and then understand the steps that they expect you to take with whatever accreditor you choose. Now, when you choose us, which of course we would hope you would always do, know that we're going to be providing you with the information that we know pursuant to the accreditation that's going to help you negotiate through this process as quickly and expeditiously as possible so that you meet all of your state requirements as well as the requirements of the Joint Commission. However, don't just look to the Joint Commission to give you that information. One of the things that we say here at the Joint Commission is that our relationship with you, our providers, is relational. This is not a one-time transaction. We look to establish a long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationship with all of our customers. because it's only through you that the dial on quality and safety can be credibly moved forward. You should look to establish a very similar relationship with your state association, your state home health licensure, your state durable medical equipment providers, whoever is governing that component, or your pharmacy boards as well. And the reason being is the more the providers do communicate with their legislative representatives and those that are the appointed regulators, the better that they can understand the needs of their provider and the better that they can address potential risks in the industry.
What resources are available for organizations to obtain more information?
I would say the greatest receptacle of those resources would be on our websites, www.jointcommission.org. And if you go under accreditation, select home care, you will be taken to our home care page. On that page, you're going to be able to see all of our free webinars, which include the very basics of how to get accredited, as well as for those of you that are currently accredited with the Joint Commission about, I'm accredited, now what, and how do I prepare for my next survey? There are also links to important sites for CMS if you are pursuing a deeming or recognition. There's a blog that talks about important features of different components of accreditation. It also includes a lot of links to the resources that we have, a leading practice library if you're currently accredited. It takes you to pages that will help you start the accreditation process.
Margarita, thank you for the insightful information on home health accreditation, and thank you for listening. This has been Take 5 with the Joint Commission, a series of conversations on healthcare topics of interest to you. I'm Gideon Howell. Join us next time.